Jeremiah says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings." Okay, that shouldn't be understood in an absolute sense, because God wants us to live in communion with one another. And so we should put a reasonable and prudent trust in human beings and hope in their support in times of difficulty. But it says, cursed is the man who trusts in human beings and at the same time whose heart turns away from the Lord. Right? And so this is the person who starts to lose trust and hope in the Lord. They turn away from him. And that could be, practically speaking, they begin to pray less, or perhaps they stop praying and hoping altogether, or they start receiving the sacraments less frequently. And then comes around a Sunday and maybe they even miss Mass, okay? Because of some trial, some difficulty, they are falling into despondency. And the prophet talks about those trials and difficulties, referring to them as the heat and the drought. And so the person who turns from God and tries to do everything either by their own strength or by hoping and trusting that other people will be their final solution to all their problems, the prophet said that this person becomes like a barren desert, a wasteland, producing no fruit. Okay, nothing good that is supernaturally good can come from that, but they are shriveling away. They're like that branch that our Lord talks about in the gospel that is cut off from the tree. Okay, it dries up and withers and is good for nothing except to be burned. But then the prophet says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Because when the heat and the drought comes, he will stretch out his roots and find water, and he will still bear fruit. Right? That's the great thing about being in the state of grace and praying and receiving the sacraments and having God's divine life within us. We can always bear fruit and even more fruit in the time of difficulty. It was once explained to me that drought is actually good for winemakers because it stresses the roots of the grapevine, causes them to go deeper, and produces a better grape for wine. So that's not a bad thing to meditate on, and what God does for us in the trials and difficulties, causing us to open our hearts, reach out even more towards him, and that we might bear even more fruit for his glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.